Diabetes Breakthrough.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to start, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure, obesity, psoriasis, acne, rosacea, eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, the world of biology, simply standard operating procedure? Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is just the way it is. It's just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls here on The Bright Side. If you want to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program, give us a shout, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can also call us at 866-582-9933, or you can give Phyllis and Andy a call. Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Debbie or Angela or Frank or Danette at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. They're friendly and they're knowledgeable. They know all about the longevity products. Make sure you ask about the Healthy Start Pack, which includes my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. Tastes great. You add it to water, drink it up. It's a wonderful way to demonstrate to folks who are not savvy, not hip to the power of nutritional supplementation, how effective a good nutritional supplement program can be. If you've got friends or you've got family who are suffering from arthritis or high blood pressure, if you want more energy or if you know somebody who wants more energy, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great way to demonstrate how effective a nutritional supplement program can be. You also get the Ultimate EFAs in the Healthy Start Pack, the Essential Fatty Acid Capsules, as well as the Osteo FX. The whole shebang costs you about $112. If you get on auto ship, you save the shipping. That's about $37 a month for each one of these products, and they're powerful, effective products. You can also start yourself a little business. If you get to my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link, somebody will get back to you with information about how you can participate in the longevity business. You can also purchase all the products off my website at brightsideben.com. We got a shopping cart up there as well as articles and videos. Make sure you take a look at the seven chapters of good nutrition, which will give you some of the ideas that we talk about here on The Bright Side every day. Thank you for joining us once again on The Bright Side. I want to continue our discussion discussing heart disease. We've been talking about heart disease and medications to treat heart disease. And then I want to cover some nutritional strategies in terms of the supplements and diet that we can use to avoid taking drugs, to avoid taking prescription drugs. I'm not Pollyannish about prescription drugs, folks. I'm a registered pharmacist. I went to pharmacy school. I practiced pharmacy for several years. I dispense medications. I know all about medications, and I'm not a prude. I'm not Pollyannish about the idea that sometimes you need prescription drugs. Pain pills. You need pain pills. I have a bottle of Percocet sitting in my medicine cabinet. Hopefully I'll never have to use them, but you always want to have some pain pills around. As anybody who's been in pain and gotten relief from these things will tell you, it's a good idea to have some Percocet or Percodan sitting in your medicine cabinet just in case. Sometimes you need antibiotics. Sometimes you need chemotherapy. But the point about drugs that I want to emphasize, and this is really where I have a problem with the prescription model, with the medical model that emphasizes pharmacological intervention, is the idea that we can be on a drug, a prescription drug, for a chronic period of time, for a long period of time. If we have a degenerative issue, and most of the crises that we face, folks, most of the health crises that we face are degenerative health crises, high blood pressure and obesity and blood sugar problems and arthritis and autoimmune diseases. These are long-term breakdown degenerative diseases that should not be occurring, and there's not a prescription drug in the world that can do anything to reverse a degenerative disease. Period. End of story. The job of a healer, the job of medicine, should be to figure out how to reverse degeneration, and pharmacological intervention has no place, period, in reversing degenerative diseases. And if you're going to a doctor who thinks it's okay to put you on a high blood pressure medicine without figuring out the chemistry underneath that's causing the high blood pressure, then you've got a doctor who's practicing bad medicine. And unfortunately, that's the large majority of our physicians, of the physicians who practice. Bad medicine means you dispense a prescription drug or you commit a surgical procedure in order to alleviate what is a biochemically degenerative condition. Your biochemistry is breaking down. This is where I have a problem with prescription drugs, and this is why I do this program, because there's nobody that needs or should need to be on a prescription drug for a chronic degenerative condition, for a long-term breakdown condition. This is especially true if your doctor has told you to stay on your prescription drug for the rest of your life. If you have to be on a prescription drug for the rest of your life, that is a doctor tells you that you need to be on a drug for the rest of your life. That's a lazy doctor who doesn't want to do the medical detective work, the medical forensics. And that's what we do here on The Bright Side. So I'm not a prude about prescription drugs, but there's times for prescription drugs, and those times are few and far between. In the case of heart disease and the associated circulatory problems that come with heart disease, mostly high blood pressure, hypertension, sometimes kidney problems, not only are antihypertensive drugs useless, except for treating symptoms and numbers, not only are these cardiac drugs, these heart drugs, useless, except for treating symptoms and numbers, they're good for that, not only are they problematic and useless for treating disease, for curing or reversing disease, but they're also expensive and they're also poisonous. There's no cardiac or anti-high blood pressure drug that can treat the biochemical breakdowns associated with cardiovascular health. And what's worse, the cost and the poisonous nature of these types of drugs is especially problematic. They're expensive and they're toxic. Yesterday we talked about Zetia and Vytorin, two forms of ezetimibe. Vytorin has a statin drug with the ezetimibe. Zetia and Vytorin are drugs that block the uptake of cholesterol into cells, dietary cholesterol as well as homemade cholesterol, the cholesterol that's being made in your liver. It blocks, these drugs block the uptake of cholesterol into cells. There's side effects, including muscle problems, liver problems, kidney disease, stomach issues, most notably diarrhea, all of which should come as no surprise if you are, after all, drugging an important component of health, which is what the cholesterol metabolizing system is. The next class of cholesterol-lowering drugs I want to talk about, and we're going to talk about the statins later on. The statins, obviously, are something that you hear a lot about and everybody wants to know about, and we will definitely be covering the statins. But before we get to that, I want to talk about another class of cholesterol-lowering drugs. These drugs are called the bile acid sequestrants. To sequester something means to withdraw it or to pull it out. The bile acid sequestrants force your body to dump out bile acid. Now, this is a kind of a primitive technology for lowering blood cholesterol. It's based on the idea that because you need cholesterol to make bile, if you can increase the amount of bile that's dumped out of your body through the intestine, now your liver is going to have to make more bile. It's going to have to use up more cholesterol to make more bile. Thus, there will be less cholesterol floating around. If you think that sounds like some kind of Rube Goldberg contraption, you're probably right. It seems like a lot of work for the body to have to do just to lower your cholesterol when there's a real easy way to lower your cholesterol without messing around with pharmacology, which we'll get to here in a little bit. In any case, these drugs force your body to dump out bile, thereby making your liver or forcing your liver to make more bile, thereby using up cholesterol so there's not a lot of cholesterol floating around. Of course, that means there's also less cholesterol for making vitamin D, for making youth hormones, repair hormones, stress hormones, but that doesn't seem to be of great importance to the pharmacological model. We'll continue our discussion when we come back from our break on Pharmacist Ben. Our number is 866-582-9933. You're listening to Bright Side. We'll be back right now.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in a liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, and we are here every day. 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you miss a program, you can get to my website, brightsideben.com. All the shows are archived up there. We also have a shopping cart up with all the fine longevity products that you hear us talk about or you hear advertised on the program. Make sure you take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex. You can get it off the shopping cart, or you can call Phyllis and Andy or Angela or Nasima or Frank or Danette at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 2470. Make sure you ask them about the Healthy Start Pack, which includes the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, as well as the Ultimate EFA product and the Osteo FX. If you want to help me in my personal mission to educate the world about the importance and the power of getting on a good nutritional supplement program, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com, and somebody will get back to you with information about the products. If you want to help somebody out, somebody you know, or if you want to help yourself out, if you've got low energy, if you're getting sick every time there's a flu bug going around, if your skin isn't looking like it should, if you've got arthritis or any kind of degenerative issues, I really want to encourage you guys to at least try a nutritional supplement program, and there's nothing easier than the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's just a cool, it tastes just like Kool-Aid. It's easy to use, and most people notice results within a couple of days. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you can get it off our website, brightsideben.com, or you can get it by calling Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470. We're talking about cardiovascular health, heart health. There's a million people a year who die of heart disease. There's some 65 million Americans who suffer from some type of heart disease. And that includes high blood pressure, kidney disease. And that's one out of five Americans, folks, even more than one out of five Americans. It's clearly a significant factor. It doesn't seem to be getting better faster, even though there's more and more commercials out for cardiovascular drugs, for heart drugs, for high blood pressure drugs, for drugs that lower cholesterol. We'll talk about this whole silliness around cholesterol here in a little bit. Yesterday we talked about Zetia and Vytorin, two forms of basically the same type of drug that block the uptake of cholesterol into cells. I want to talk about these second class of drugs, cholesterol-lowering drugs. They call them bile acid sequestrants. These are drugs that dump bile out of your body, thereby forcing your liver to make more bile, using up cholesterol in the process, and thereby lowering your blood cholesterol. That's the kind of logic that reveals the utter stupidity of the medical and pharmacological models of health. If your body is using up cholesterol to make bile, sure, you're going to have less cholesterol, but you're also going to have less cholesterol for making things. Cholesterol is a raw material for making steroid hormones. Cholesterol is a raw material for making cells. Cholesterol is a raw material for making vitamin D. Cholesterol signaling plays an important part of cellular health. Yeah, you're going to lower your cholesterol numbers, but you're also going to have less cholesterol for doing all the things cholesterol is supposed to do. These bile acid sequestrants are basically sticky resin-like substance that the components of bile adhere to. Now, considering the importance of bile for digestive health, for detoxification, and for the breakdown and absorption of fats and fatty vitamins, we've talked about bile as being one of the most important, one of the most serious liquids in the body. Given the importance of bile, you could probably expect a bile acid sequestrant, a drug that increased the excretion of bile out of your body, you probably expect these drugs to have some pretty significant side effects, and that's exactly what happens when you take these drugs. The positive side of these types of drugs is they don't get into your system. They stay in your digestive system. They don't get into the blood. They pretty much just stay in the digestive tract, and thus they do not have systemic side effects. The bad news about these drugs is they do have digestive side effects. Once again, we see that when you start to monkey around with the body's biochemistry, when you start to play around with the body's biochemical mechanisms, you are inevitably going to have side effects. In the case of these bile acid sequestrants, which include drugs like Questran and Cholestid, one of the most notable digestive problems is diarrhea and loose oily stools that are caused by the drugs interfering with the absorption of fats and fatty vitamins. You do not want to block your body's ability or prevent or degrade your body's ability to absorb fats and fatty vitamins. Given the issues so many of us already have with fat absorption and the absorption of vitamins D and E and A and K, remember, up to 30% of Americans have fat malabsorption syndrome. Given the significance of fat malabsorption syndrome, given the incidence of fat malabsorption syndrome, does anybody really think that blocking fat absorption is a good idea? All for the dubious positive benefits of having lower cholesterol. So now you got your nutritional deficiencies to go along with drug toxicity. The bile acid sequestrants were the first of the popular cholesterol-lowering drugs when I was in pharmacy school back in the 80s, Colestid was a very popular drug. And so these drugs that had their heydays in the 70s and 80s, they were popular at one time until, of course, the statin drugs came out. And now you don't hear too much about these bile acid sequestrants, although lately there has been some literature that suggests that Colestid and Questran and the bile acid sequestrant drugs may have a beneficial effect on lowering blood sugar as well as cholesterol. So now there's doctors who are prescribing these drugs for diabetic patients who may not even be dealing with cholesterol issues. One last thing that I want to talk about with the bile acid sequestrants is that they clearly lower your cholesterol. They do that. They lower LDL, and they also raise HDL cholesterol, but they may actually cause a rise in triglycerides, in blood fats. And this is pretty interesting because while HDL and LDL levels may or may not be involved in coronary heart disease, the evidence is still ambiguous and the jury is still out, folks. Did you know that the jury is still out on whether elevated cholesterol is a cause of heart disease? And there's a lot more literature that indicates that it's not the cause of heart disease than evidence that indicates that it is. But triglycerides involvement in cardiovascular issues is much more definitive. So blood fats, triglycerides, that seems to be linked to cardiovascular heart issues. Cholesterol, maybe, maybe not. So with these bile acid sequestrants, you definitely lower your cholesterol and you raise your HDL cholesterol, but you also raise your triglycerides. So ultimately with these drugs, you're going to get toxicity and you could very well be increasing your risks of heart disease by increasing blood triglycerides. By the way, for those of you who are wondering what exactly HDL and LDL are, I think maybe we should talk about just what exactly this whole cholesterol thing is. What exactly is HDL? What exactly is LDL? I guess the most important thing to know about HDL and LDL is HDL and LDL are not cholesterol. HDL and LDL are not cholesterol. Even though your doctor will tell you it's HDL and LDL markers that will tell you about cholesterol, HDL and LDL are not cholesterol. Not only that, but there's no such thing as good cholesterol and there's no such thing as bad cholesterol. Cholesterol is cholesterol is cholesterol. It's just a chemical. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just a biochemical in the body that has a lot of roles to play. There's no magical biochemical difference in terms of cholesterol between good and bad. There's no magical difference really, or there's no magical connection to cholesterol and HDL and LDL either. Do you ever wonder what HDL and LDL are? Nobody tells you what those things are, but we'll tell you what they are right here on The Bright Side when we come back from our break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Our number is 866-582-9933 if you want to contribute to the conversation today. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link and somebody will get back to you with information.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, STCenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Nutritional Farms is Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us today, friends. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information about the products. Or you can purchase products directly off the shopping cart at brightsideben.com. If you already have some Beyond Tangy Tangerine sitting around your house, check this out. Tomorrow morning, when you get up to cook your Thanksgiving dinner, try sipping on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as you're doing your kitchen chores, as you're making your turkey, as you're doing all the things you have to do. And notice that when it comes to eating your turkey, when it comes to eating Thanksgiving dinner, you're filled much more quickly than you would be filled otherwise. And that's one of the beautiful things about getting on a nutritional supplement program, is it's much easier to push yourself away from the table, and it's much easier to feel satisfied after you eat. So many of us eat a big meal, and then an hour later, we're in the fridge looking for something else to eat. If that's you, that means that you didn't get the nutrients that you needed out of your food. When you supplement your diet with a good nutritional supplement program, when you get yourself on liquid nutrients like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you'll find yourself satisfied much more quickly and satisfied much more effectively from the food that you're eating. And that's one of the key points, one of the most important points about getting on a good nutritional supplement program. When you give your body the nutrients it needs, it won't be out looking for calories. Calorie restriction is always your friend when it comes to longevity. Calorie restriction is always your friend when it comes to better health. And by getting on a good nutritional supplement program, it makes it much easier to wean yourself away from calories. And that's one of the primo benefits of getting on a nutritional supplement program. And that's one of the reasons why people lose weight when they get on nutritional supplements, especially liquid nutritional supplements like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Powder that you add to water and drink. It tastes great, and it's priced great, too. You can get off my website, brightsideben.com, or you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. We're talking about heart health, cardiovascular health. It seems like these days everybody believes that lowering your cholesterol is important for cardiovascular health, but it should come as a surprise to you. Some folks it'll come as a surprise to find out that really it is not a definitive fact. It's not a accepted scientific fact that lowering cholesterol improves heart disease. If you listen to the commercials, the fine print in the commercials, the lady or the man reading the side effects really fast at the end of the cholesterol drug commercials, one of the things they say is Crestor or Mevacor, whatever drug they're talking about, has not been shown to reduce deaths from heart attacks, and that's because cholesterol lowering is not a proven strategy, even though we are inundated with information about cholesterol lowering drugs and cholesterol lowering strategies. That's why I think it's important that we understand what exactly these markers of cholesterol, HDL and LDL, are. First of all, as I was saying before the break, HDL and LDL are not cholesterol. And there's no such thing as good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. There's no biochemical, magical difference between the cholesterol molecule when it's good or when it's bad. See, cholesterol travels in two directions. Cholesterol travels in a direction from your liver to the rest of your body, or from the rest of your body to the liver. So cholesterol is floating around in the blood. It's either going towards the liver for storage or away from the liver to be used. Good or bad are just made up terms that refer to the direction that the cholesterol is going in. If cholesterol is going into the liver, they call it good cholesterol. If it's going away from the liver, they call it bad cholesterol. That's all good and bad cholesterol are, the direction that it goes in. Now, it seems to be, they seem to notice, there's some statistical evidence that suggests that when there's more cholesterol going towards your liver than away from it, you have a lower risks of heart attacks. And this is just a statistical finding. It's not definitely true. There's no biochemical reason for it. It just happens to be a statistical finding that people tend to have more heart disease when they have a higher amount of liver going, a higher amount of cholesterol going away from the liver than towards the liver. It's just a statistical reason why they call things good or bad. There's no good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. Secondly, the second thing you want to understand is cholesterol is a waxy substance. It's fat. If you looked at cholesterol, just straight cholesterol, it would look very much like candle wax. Now, candle wax obviously cannot float around in the blood. The blood is mostly water. Wax is kind of a fatty substance, and wax doesn't float around in blood. It'll clog up in blood. So, like other fatty substances in the blood, triglycerides among them, fatty substances from foods, the body has a way of protecting itself and of transporting fats through the blood. And it does this by surrounding the fats in a little bubble. Cholesterol travels through the body, through the blood, in a little bubble. It's kind of like the Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz, how she used to travel around in a bubble. That's how cholesterol travels around. It goes to the liver by being supported or shuttled around in a little bubble. It goes away from the liver by being transported in a little bubble. Now, the little bubble that cholesterol travels in towards the liver is a heavy bubble. It's a dense bubble. In fact, they call it a high-density bubble, and that's exactly what HDL is. HDL stands for high-density lipoprotein. It is not cholesterol. HDL is not cholesterol. It's a bubble that tends to carry cholesterol. It carries other things, but one of the things it carries is cholesterol. And the same is true about LDL. Sometimes cholesterol has to come from the liver to tissues for making hormones, for making vitamins, for making bile. This cholesterol that comes from the liver and leaves the liver that exits the liver in a less heavy bubble, a lighter bubble, and this is a bubble that's called LDL, low-density lipoprotein. So LDL and HDL are not cholesterol. All they are bubbles that transport cholesterol. And cholesterol is still cholesterol, whether it's HDL or LDL. The only difference between the two is the density of the bubble and the direction it's heading. Your doctors and your drug companies, they don't want you to know that. They want you to think that HDL is some kind of magical compound that protects you, and LDL is some kind of deadly compound that's associated with heart disease. That's why they call it good and bad, and that's why when they decide whether a drug is successful or not, or a drug is effective or not, the only thing they measure is whether it lowers LDL or whether it raises HDL. The bottom line, as it turns out here, folks, is HDL and LDL have very little to do with heart attacks, certainly a lot less to do with heart attacks than we're being told, and that's why to this day there are no conclusive studies that show that cholesterol-lowering drugs lower mortality from heart disease, but you can rest assured if you are taking a cholesterol-lowering drug, your body is processing it like a deadly toxin, like a deadly poison, which is exactly what it is. So while the benefits are dubious at best, while the benefits have never been conclusively shown, benefits to protecting you from heart attacks, while those benefits have never been conclusively shown, what you can rest assured of, what is definitely true, is your liver is processing the statin drugs or the bile acid sequestrants or your cholesterol absorption blockers like Vytor and Zestia. Your body is processing these drugs as if they were poisons. That you can rest assured of. All right, the next class of cholesterol-lowering drugs that I want to talk about before we get into this whole statin controversy are the fibrate drugs, Lopid, Atramid, Trilipix, Tricor. These are drugs that are called fibrates. They're old-timers as well. We'll talk about those when we come back from our break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Longevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceuticals? Drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals. I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. We're here every day. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to get on board, if you want to contribute to the conversation, we're talking about cholesterol-lowering strategies, cholesterol-lowering drugs. There are wonderful nutritional ways that you can lower your cholesterol, and we'll get to those here in a few coming shows. Well, I'll tell you one of the probably the easiest way to lower your cholesterol right off the bat. Probably the most important way to lower your cholesterol right off the bat is to lower your insulin. Reduce insulin by reducing the insulin-spiking foods. It comes down to the triangle, once again, the three points of disease, the digestive system, the blood sugar insulin system, the thyroid adrenal system. And if you want just one quick tip for lowering your cholesterol, stop eating the insulin-spiking foods. The fastest way to do that, or the easiest way to do that, I should say, is to up your protein intake and up your essential fatty acid intake. Upping your protein by taking in protein powders, beef and steak, unfortunately, these days don't qualify as good protein because of cooking and all the nasty things that are fed to cows and fed to livestock. Unfortunately, meat has gone from a quality food to a not-so-quality food. Look for protein powders. Whey protein powder is the best. If you get yourself on half a gram to a gram of whey protein powder every day, you will find it much easier to get off of the potatoes and the corn and the pasta and the fruit juice and the sugary foods that mess up your insulin and ultimately will mess up your blood fats and cholesterol. Upping your protein is the single most important and single most significant move, nutritional move you can make to get yourself off the fast-burning sugars and to lower your insulin. Of course, when you lower your insulin, not only are you going to reduce your blood fats and cholesterol, but you're also going to reduce your risks of diabetes, which has its own health implications as well. There's almost 100 million folks who are diabetic or pre-diabetic, and the simplest way to reduce your diabetic markers is to increase your protein. Get yourself on whey protein powder. It's the best protein there is, W-H-E-Y. If you can't handle whey protein, some folks can't because it does have some milk proteins in there, not a lot. As we've talked about before, whey protein is distinguished from casein protein. Those are the two main proteins in milk, whey, W-H-E-Y, and casein, C-A-S-E-I-N. Whey protein is distinguished from casein because whey protein has the good stuff and not a lot of the bad stuff. Casein has a lot of the bad stuff, and if you're reacting to dairy, chances are you're reacting to the casein. That being said, some folks will have a problem with whey protein. If that's you, unfortunately, then you have to go to egg protein or hemp seed protein or soy protein, but whey is certainly the best if you can handle it, and it will make it much easier for you to wean yourself off the fast-burning sugars and ultimately lower your cholesterol and lower your blood fats. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. I do want to talk about the next class of cholesterol-lowering drugs. They call them the fibrate drugs, and these are old-timers as well, although they've been kind of having a resurgence lately. Atramid, Tricor, Trilipex, Lopid. We'll talk about that on our next program. I want to get to the phones here. 866-582-9933. Kim, in Florida, what's going on?
Oh, thank you, Ben. I wanted a quick question answered, if you could, please.
Sure.
I had talked about alpha-lipoic acid once when I was on the phone with you, and I did buy some. And after I bought it, I discovered they have R-lipoic acid, which is supposed to be better than the one I bought, which is
enough. Who told you that R was better than L?
The company that makes it, because they said the one I bought from them was 50-50, 50 synthetic, 50 R. And they said that they think their R, which they sell also, I know about, is a better.
That's an interesting subject, the whole R and L. Do you know anything about R and L? Had you heard about that before, versus L?
It's the first time.
Okay. R and L are referred to the type of nutrient that your body uses. Sometimes your body will use the R nutrient, sometimes it will use the L nutrient. So you'll see L-ascorbic acid, for example, and you'll see R-lipoic acid or R-alpha-lipoic acid. The body uses R, the R form of alpha-lipoic acid and not the L. By the way, R stands for right and R and L stand for right and left. And there's some complicated reasons why they'll call a molecule R or L. The body can only use one or the other. So if you buy plain lipoic acid, you're getting the R and you're getting the L. That's true. And your body will only use the R. It won't use the L form. So you're essentially getting twice as, a certain proportion of what you're getting when you buy plain lipoic acid is unusable by the body. So the R lipoic acid is going to be better. However, there's nobody really knows how much lipoic acid you need. So you may be getting plenty of lipoic acid when you get the combination R and L. Does that make sense? You may have an advantage. There may be more usable lipoic acid if you buy just the R form, but it depends on how much you pay for it. If you end up paying 20 times as much or 10 times as much for just the R form, then it's not worth it because you're still getting 50% of your plain lipoic acid as the R form. Does that make sense? Did I explain that well? It sounded a little complicated. I explained it. But
I totally understand. Thanks.
Okay. The body can only use one form or the other. It depends on the cost. If it's significantly more expensive to buy the R form, I wouldn't waste my money. If it's the same price, then, yeah, you're going to get some advantages if you buy the R form because the body cannot use the L form. Okay?
Costs a little bit more. Okay. Thank you so much, Ben.
If it only costs a little bit more, then you might want to go with just the R form. Absolutely. R alpha lipoic acid is the kind that's used. By the way, alpha lipoic acid, thanks so much for your call, Kim. Appreciate it, from Florida. Lipoic acid is really important stuff. It's great for blood sugar. It's a very, very important antioxidant. Most antioxidants in the body will work either with the fat portion of the body or the water portion of the body. The body has two compartments, a watery compartment and a fatty compartment. And vitamin C, for example, is an antioxidant that works in the watery compartment. Vitamin E is an antioxidant that works in the fatty compartment of the body. Alpha-lipoic acid is unique among antioxidants because it can work in both the fatty compartment and the watery compartment, and this makes it a very important antioxidant, especially for cell membranes, because a cell membrane has a watery side and a fatty side. So the cell membrane will specifically benefit from alpha-lipoic acid. Diabetics get advantages from alpha-lipoic acid. Alpha-lipoic acid is used to help the body process sugar. So if you're diabetic, you can benefit from alpha-lipoic acid. There's no RDA, or recommended daily allowance, for alpha-lipoic acid, but it's a real neat and important antioxidant if you're the kind of person that wants to have absolutely everything, especially for detoxification, because alpha-lipoic acid is involved in helping support the glutathione system, and alpha-lipoic acid can even act as a chelator, it can actually attract heavy metals out of the body. So it's involved in supporting the insulin system for diabetics, a water and fat antioxidant. It can help support glutathione, and it can also help chelate heavy metals. There's no RDA for alpha-lipoic acid, but if you're the kind of person that wants to have absolutely everything, it's a great supplement to take. Personally, I take 400 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid every day. All right, real quick, Diane in Nebraska, what's going on?
Hi, Ben. In the past, I heard you mention a whey that is more digestible. Can you refresh our memory on that?
I'm not sure what you're talking about, more digestible. There's three main types of whey. There's the cheapo generic type of whey, hydrolyzed whey protein, and then there's a couple of different types of whey protein where they process them a little bit further. Whey protein isolates are real super processed. And those tend to be the ones, the isolates are the ones that you want if you have any problems with your digestive system. And a lot of people, as I say, have problems with whey protein. So for most folks, the cheapo whey is the best type of, is the best type because it's the most cost effective type. But if you have digestive problems, then you want to go into the whey proteins that are a little bit more processed. The problem with the more processed, and I should tell you, the concentrate, whey protein concentrate is the cheapo type. The hydrolyzed whey protein is pre-digested, and that's the one that you might be thinking of when it comes to more sensitive stomachs or people who have whey protein allergies. Isolates, they remove the fats, but they do have some of the, they still have the bioactive compounds. So your basic types, the concentrates are the generic type, the plain type for most people, the isolates and the hydrolyzed whey protein if you have digestive problems. The problem with the isolates and the hydrolyzed whey proteins is the more you process a protein, a whey protein, the more you're going to lose some of those bioactive compounds. So while the hydrolyzed whey protein and the whey protein isolates are easier to handle, you run the risk of more processing and losing some of the bioactive compounds. So that's why I say for most people, whey protein concentrates, which is the cheapo generic type, is probably the best way to go. Thanks so much for calling, Diane. Thanks for everybody for listening and for writing and for all your support. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to you later, folks. All later, folks. Bye for now.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.